Okay, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Richard Rush, my son, joining me right now. Walt with him as well in the truck, or in the car, I should say. All right, car review, 2026 Lexus IS. Richard, give it to us.
This is, Dad. So this is known by a lot of folks as, well, they've had different iterations of this over the years, right? They've had the 250, and then they had the 350, and then they just had the ISF was kind of their super, well, not supercharged, but it was their naturally aspirated V8. You know, that thing really screamed. They've kind of dropped that, Dad. It's now the ISF. I guess it's the 350. They basically consolidated both the kind of the lesser powered version that was running on the four-cylinder option and the V8, and they've taken it to the naturally aspirated V6. It is still one of the very few, Dad, naturally aspirated kind of, I'm going to call them sports car, you know, luxury sports car sedans out there in this price range. A lot of these other vehicles have gone, you know, the European models have gone to the twin turbos or turbos, right? You know, kind of to get the extra horsepower. Lexus hasn't, and it makes it a fun car to drive in its own right, right? You don't have to worry about the turbo spooling up or anything of that nature. You also have an all-wheel drive version, which is the one that we drove, Dad, which was phenomenal. And I believe we had the F Sport on ours, the F Sport all-wheel drive, which is right, I think, and I don't have the Monroney in front of me, so I apologize, folks, but I believe it starts about the $50,000
mark. Sounds right.
You can kind of get it priced however you want to in regards for that. And as I mentioned, it's got the 311 horsepower, 3.5 liter naturally aspirated V6, which is still a common, or not a common engine, Dad, but it's a tried and true engine that they've done. You've got retuned electric power steering and optimized suspension. There's also a redesigned front fascia featuring a new nose, newly styled 19-inch aluminum wheels for the F Sport, and a hard-toned light gray base with metallic highlights. And we had, like I said, we did have the F Sport, which is really nice on the inside, Dad. One thing about Lexus, and we've talked about this multiple times, Dad, is the way they design the interior is driver focused, right?
Yes.
You don't have a lot of extra buttons. Now, I will say this. We've driven the IS before, actually owned an older 250 model many years ago. They've done a really good job at making this feel driver centric and tunable. And what I mean by that is you can change drive modes, right? You can kind of go to a normal mode. You can go to a sport mode. You can go to a sport plus mode. And it does actually change the way the vehicle drives. You've also got paddle shifters on this, Dad, on the sedan that works really well. And you can't say that for every vehicle in this class. And so it's a nice little feature. It's a subtle thing, but it is a nice feature that allows you to make small adjustments to the overall driving and feel of the vehicle itself. It's got a 12.3-inch infotainment display on it, Dad. It's got a new modernized layout, wireless smartphone charging, of course, 4 standard USB ports, and there also is some ambient cabin lighting that is now standard. It does have the Lexus Safety System 3.0, which we have talked about quite a few times on here, Dad, as well as some advanced driver aids. As far as it goes, Dad, I enjoyed it. We didn't mention fuel economy. I don't have that in front of me. You're getting about 300 miles of range on this, Dad, and I think you're right in the 16 to 17 miles per gallon. Again, that naturally aspirated V6 isn't going to do tremendous, but it's also not going to kill you. Outside of that, Dad, if you're still looking for a really sporty sedan, and actually, I'll leave it to you here, or I'll leave it to you to say this. You've driven this vehicle in the past, and it's kind of one of our more favorite sporty sedans, luxury sporty sedans out there.
Yeah, and they have done a fabulous job on the interior of this car, which typically they do a good job anyways, but on this car, it's really done very, very nicely, especially the F-Sport series, Richard. They've done a really nice job on the interior. But it's a great car. And again, it's a car where, for a lot of folks listening, where you're like, okay, well, you know, do I want to buy a, you know, let's just say, for example, do you want to buy a Camry or do you want to buy a 350 F-Sport? Because size-wise, they're probably not a whole lot difference. And truthfully, for not a lot more money, you're getting a lot more sporty car. Granted, the Camry's tried and true, and I get all of that. But if you want the sportiness of that size of a car, go buy the IS350. It's about the same size.
Well, absolutely, Dad, and well, you know this. My wife drove this car. Again, she drove the 250 version from, I think it was 2011, many years ago. But it's still kind of the same basic platform. It's an attractive-looking vehicle going down the road, right?
Right.
It doesn't just blend in with everything else. They've done a really nice job with the paint selection. The interior on this had a red interior, which was beautiful. It's kind of part of that F-Sport package. And we talk about that, Dad, right? We're not talking about cars just for right now for folks. We're talking about resale value. What can someone do? And you you've talked about how kind of getting those additional packages or you know, maybe that stand out, and we're not talking like limited edition, right, Dad? We're just talking adding an F-Sport to it does change it a little bit, right? Differentiates your car just a little bit. The other thing I'll say, Dad, and this is a big deal, I had to take the oldest two to golf lessons in this car and was able to get a full-size golf bag plus a little kid's golf bag in the trunk space of this car. So there is adequate cargo room, adequate storage, was able to fit. I didn't try a full-size booster, but again, was able to fit, you know, a 9 and a 7-year-old in the back of the car without too much issue, and they had leg room. I did have to scoot the passenger side seat forward for the older, just because, again, obviously he's on the taller side. Outside of that, Dad, I really enjoyed it. And like you say, it sort of goes without saying that this car is one of our kind of all-time favorites because it just checks a lot of boxes. And for the money, it's hard to beat when you compare it not only to other cars, obviously in its class, but other manufacturers of the same sort. So I encourage folks, head to your local Lexus dealer, check it out. Again, kind of redesign, not fully redesigned, but consolidated, Dad, for 2026, which makes your options, makes your choosing a little bit easier. And when they do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.